Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, our child
the wild child, the oldest child, was in a car accident, tow her car up. They, you know, the people, they hit her from the back and, some, you know, swung her around and stuff, and tow her, my baby car all up, and she, everybody good. That's a blessing.
Okay.
Everybody good.
Okay,
she's
I was
aches and pains.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for
just
that.
A bunch of aches and pains.
Waiting.
The grandbaby was in the car, so I'm nervous.
Oh.
I'm, you know, when you get the call, you know, you everything runs through your brain, your head, everything running through your brain, because they was like, laid out, and I'm like, laid out? What are you talking about? Wait, what? I was like, hey, come on, let's go. Like, he's like, I'm coming.
Right.
Here we go, let's go. So we, rushed out and had to get there as quick as we could. So we got there. Everybody was alert. You know, with no broken bones. They had a couple of bruises and knots and stuff like that, but, you know, little aches and pains, but nobody was seriously injured on either side. So
thank
that
God.
Was a blessing.
Thank God.
All by itself.
Yeah.
So, because we can buy her a new car, but we can't buy her a new her.
Yeah. Okay. Please say that again. You can buy a new car, but you cannot buy a new person. You know, that is people, our children are our gifts from God, you know. And right now, as we're doing the show, my son could say, ouch, and I'm up, I'm running, I'm doing what the ouch is. You know what I mean? Just like it reminds me of the other day when Roundface said, ow, and I was on the phone with you and... Y'all, telling you, don't let trees tell y'all her age can prevent her from moving. Y'all talking about that baby scream and trees. I saw the poof cloud of smoke on the phone when she had to run and make sure Round Face was good. You know what I mean? So, listen, I'm telling y'all, our children are our gifts. From God, and nothing nothing will or can ever replace them. You know, I was sitting here the other day, Treece, and I looked up on the wall at all of my pictures, and my son Mook, his picture it talks to me. It talks to me, and because I know how my son says every word, you know? So it's like I look at that picture and that boy talks to me and encourages me with the, you know, dad, you good. Dad, you got this. Go ahead, dad. Everything's straight. And then I'll go and talk to Emmanuel and Elijah and Keela, you know, and they give me energy. They put the batteries in our backs. Seriously. Our children put the batteries in our backs. Yes. And let me say this. Let me say this as well. If God didn't choose you to have children of your own, that's because there's children around you that need your love. So I don't want to hear people with the comments of, well, I don't have any kids. There are children that are around you. And because you're so caught up in what you don't have, you never realize what you got. You'll never realize what you got. And I'm just so thankful, Treece, first of all, that everyone was okay. I am truly thankful. God, everyone was okay, and that the only excitement was from the phone call to you getting there. You understand what I'm saying? Because
and what was so great about it, Kel? What was so great about? I mean, it wasn't nothing great about it, but my nephew, he owns his a tow truck company, TNA. Anybody looking for tow trucks? TNA. Towing. They're amazing. Right. He was there. Like he didn't see the whole accident happen, but he was riding past and he saw his cousin. So he stopped and, you know, he called. That's how I got the call. He called his mom. His mom called me. And just get the call. It's so nerve wracking because you're not there. So you know, right. It's just so nerve wracking to be on the other end and trying to get there. And then when I got there, I just hugged them so tight, like I just couldn't hug her tight enough. I just kept hugging and hugging and hugging. And she was like, "Mom, it hurt." I was like, "I know, baby. I just gotta hug you like two more times.
You know,
like, come on, let me get me two more in."
Yeah,
but yeah,
I got.
And he towed the car for us and got our stuff together. He did everything. He was amazing. TNA towing, y'all. TNA towing. Yep.
TNA towing. Hey, I'm telling y'all. Now, how many of y'all thought you would come to Kale's Corner and hear about a towing company that'll help you out? This is what I'm talking about, man. This is what I'm talking about. The vision for this show is has been brought out time and time again.
Yeah.
Yes, we are a sports talk program. No doubt. No doubt about it. But we're humans before anything.
Yeah.
And I thank God every day for Tails Corner, the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all do know some people went to sleep and didn't wake up this morning.
Facts.
You know,
facts.
I do know some people got in their vehicles and were in an accident. These are all things that we take for granted, but truly, it's nobody but God working in us, for us, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But I'm around.
Pray for my baby, y'all. Pray for my baby.
Yeah.
Put my babies on y'all prayer list. Well, speedy recovery, because my round face did not make it to school. Her side was hurting a little bit, so I really wanted to monitor it. So she didn't make it to her first day.
Oh.
Or her second day.
My baby.
But she'll be there tomorrow. Hey,
round face, I'm trying to tell y'all, any money you got in your pocket, that little girl will get it. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
She will get it. Because I'm telling you, your heart just goes to her. She is the sweetest of the sweetest.
Yes,
and yes. And I'm like, I don't care. I'll be a sucker. I know you ain't going to Paris. But I'm going to give you this money so you can shop while you're in Paris.
Okay.
Real talk.
Yeah.
All right. So, y'all, remember, before we go any further, remember, guys, put Teresa's daughter and the individuals who were in the accident along with her. Put all those people on your prayer list. All right, y'all. On today's episode, we will take a look at the best pitchers coming down the stretch. We're getting close, y'all. Getting close to playoff baseball. So we're going to take a look at which pitchers are the ones doing the most. Yeah, I'm out. We take a look at the top 12 basketball players to watch in this 2023 FIBA World Cup. And it surprised me, Therese, how certain players were with certain teams. I didn't expect them to be. I expected them to be on the United States team, but come to find out, these guys are repping their country where they are from, and I'm proud of that. Good job.
Yeah.
We take a look at the results of the week 4 of the NFL preseason. Lady T got something for us, y'all. Yeah, goodbye. Yeah. We will also discuss the cut players that you wish were not cut from your team. You know, also, hey, Therese, I can't read my own. Do you think the player did enough to have a chance with another team? So the player that was cut from your team, do you think he'll have another chance to sign on with someone else? Okay. We will also break down QBs by division to see who is the top according to the NFL in each division. All right. And Trees, I know I threw that one in on you last, but I was thinking about it, and I said, yo, we need to talk about this. So I added it in, so forgive me for that. You can join Lady T and our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782, and that's each and every Tuesday, Thursday, Lord willing, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Kale's Corner, where keeping it real is our only real. I want to embed that in everyone's head, the Skypers, the guys that are picking us up on Facebook and everywhere. We keep it real here. Even if it means sometimes we got to come back with okay, yeah, you was right. We keep it real. You know what I'm talking about?
I know
what I'm talking about. All right, Lady T, anything else you want to you want to add to this?
No, not right now, but I know we're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff that's going to reel and go different directions, because I know when we hit the basketball, we got to talk about that Noah Lyles comment.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. 563-999-3782. We don't own the right to the music.
No.
We own the boogie.
No, we don't.
We own the boogie.
Yeah.
I know Reese mad because she was out there wobbling. I'm trying to tell you. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
MLB's pitchers. All right. Best starting pitchers this 2023 season thus far. Come on, y'all. Don't do this to me. Okay. Zach Gallen with the Diamondbacks. Luis Castillo with the Mariners. George Kirby with the Mariners. Black Snell with the Padres. And I just like that. Blake Snell, y'all. Justin Steele with the Cubs. Jared Cole with the Yankees. And finishing it all off, they have Framber Valdez. And I know I just butchered this man's name, so I'm going to just spell it for y'all. Framber Valdez with the Astros. And those are the top pitchers right now in the MLB. Now, of course, a lot of these guys that I just named, their teams aren't necessarily boasting the best record, but these guys individually have had a great season according to the MLB. Lady T, you got anything you want to add to that before we go to the phone?
I like the list. I mean, I like the list. It's a little, I don't want to say premature to say that all of these are the best pitchers, but mm-hmm. a lot of these, like Arizona, like Gallen, he's from Arizona, so they've been doing pretty well for themselves. Like they moving up on a wild card board. They've been moving up. So a lot of different pitchers are doing really good. So I'm okay with the list. The list is pretty good.
All right.
Still hit and miss,
all right,
but it's pretty good.
Let's go to Brother Lou. Enjoy it. What's up, Lou?
Thank you. And prayers are going out to your family.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. All right.
I appreciate that.
The Yankees, though, because they can use a little more prayer, as well. Oh, boy, yeah, they're awful. I mean, the pitching is a rag. But I don't keep my eye on the Cubs because they've been coming on strong in recent weeks as well. So I watch out for the Cubs in the NL Central.
Lou, I had that same thought watching the Cubs. And I was like, wow, the Cubs are really playing complete baseball right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will say, the baseball talking heads, they'll say that as long as you've stayed afloat during the first part of the season, coming down the stretch, this is really when you want to start heating up. This is really when you want to play your best brand of baseball. And I can see that and say that as far as the Cubs mm-hmm. are concerned, because those guys are really showing out over there. And I always mess with Brother Ted about his Cubs, and I say stuff like, how you going to have two teams in the MLB and ain't none of them worth nothing? But I can't say that no more. Because the Cubs are looking good. So shout out to the Cubs and the moves that they're making. Let's go to Brother Ronnie, 007. What it do?
00.
Hey, happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday,
bro. Hey,
007,
you said that
like a little kid sticking your head out the door when your mama used to say, say hi to your aunt and your uncle, and you stick your head out the door and say, hey, right, y'all. But go ahead. Don't mind me.
Yeah, I love him. He always happy. He always happy no right. matter what. That's why I love him.
It's recess time.
Okay.
And I like the list. I think the list, that you had is accurate. But I like to say the most disappointed team in the major league right now is the Cincinnati Reds. I remember how hot they were, and it's a shame how they just fall the way they have been falling. Diamondbacks, leading the wild card, struggling with their pitching and stuff, but Philadelphia doing what they have to do to get right back to the World Series. And, yes, the right. Cubs is, they red hot. That's the ones to look out for,
Ronnie,
in the Central, other than the Brewers.
Ronnie, mm-hmm. this is maybe Pittsburgh, because they start April very well. I thought maybe they were going to make something of it, but since June, they have fallen by the wayside again. So, that's a big disappointment in itself as well.
I'm trying to figure out why. Why do they keep falling like that? Why do they keep the team is still the team? Is nobody really hurt on the team? So what do y'all think the problem is? Like, why are they falling like that? Because I'm not understanding why.
It's a long season. Baseball is the longest season.
But they get long money, Kale. They got long money.
Yeah. Yeah, but how many times have we seen money not be the answer to certain problems?
I mean, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
It, You think about it like this. During a baseball season, you have so much time for outside interference to play, you distractions,
yep,
and things of that nature. So it's I can understand. I'm with you, Treece. Y'all get too much money to let these things distract y'all. You need to pay somebody to take that distraction away. But
away,
I can,
yeah,
understand a distraction is a distraction. So, you know, and for some folks, everybody handles it different.
Yeah.
You know, like 007 said, they started the season hot as all as fish grease. And now they're kind of, you know, I don't want to say slacking, but they're not playing the brand of baseball that we've come accustomed to them playing this season, if I could say that.
It don't help if the bullpen, yeah, it don't help the bullpen blowing leads. You know, that don't help. You know, when you're trying to maintain your record, you know, trying to go up, you know, if your bullpen keep blowing leads and stuff like that, that don't help the team either.
Right. Yeah, it never does. It never does.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully them guys will get it together. If not, hey, what can we say? It was not meant to
exactly
be. Yeah, that's all we can say. It wasn't meant to be. Let's go to Brother Tang. Mm-hmm. What do we do, Tang?
Hey, Tang.
What do you do, Kill's Corner family? Much love and respect. How everybody doing today?
Beautiful.
Everybody good.
Everything's great.
I know that's right, 007 and Lou from Jersey. Hey, I don't have no problem with that list either. And I haven't been paying attention to it, but with 007, that's what I was going to speak about, because I heard them talking about how the Cincinnati Reds then got hot. And that's about all I really have, to be honest with you.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Thank you for your – go ahead, Treece.
Yeah. Mom, Betty said, can someone please explain to me why only teams on the national side get recognized and talked about more than the teams on the O's? On the teams like the O's that are doing so much better than everybody except one team. I would like to know that.
Tell
team.
My Betty.
Thank you.
Tell my Betty, because the Orioles dirty.
Oh.
They need to get clean uniforms. Play in the stadium where it ain't no rats.
No, I mean, maybe because the last time I seen them win the World Series on the TV, I was watching them on the black and white TV. I was like seven. I mean, I don't know.
And yeah, we didn't even have them on control. Because they from Baltimore. Exactly. No,
we had a rabbit ear.
Yes. With the aluminum foil on the end. Y'all are wrong for that. My Betty, yeah. Your Orioles should get recognized, but I say this.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't recognize you now, win that World Series and watch all the recognition you get. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? I will say this about the Orioles. They have been one team in Major League Baseball that has played consistent and steady all season. So
yeah.
I'll give them their props on that. It seems like the things they needed to do or the things they want to happen, they find a way to make it so. And I give them their full props on that, because it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But when you do it good, it looks easy to others. And that kind of brings an expectation to your organization, and it makes people overlook all of the achievements. So we're not going to overlook your Orioles, my baddie. They playing hella baseball right now. And have been all this whole 2023 season. They have been. So kudos.
Yeah, Batista's been the shutdown pit closer too with the Orioles too. So move up 38-39.
What was that? What was the guy's name with the Yankees? That was this. I know it starts with an R. What is that guy's name with the Yankees? Who was their shutdown?
Ramirez.
Hey, that dude. Mm-hmm. When I used to watch that guy come in the game, it was like silence. It was like silence in the whole stadium because everybody knew what he was coming out there to do. And I'll say he did it more times than not. He did it more times than not. He got out there and handled his business well. All right, let's take, we got a new caller on. 434, what you got in store?
I ain't new, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I ain't new, man. I got tired of a cap having one up on me all the time. So I said, let me go get me a new phone. New number.
Mm-hmm.
Sneak up on them. Anyway, the relief pitcher was Mariano Rivera. That was our closer that came in for the Yankees. And I said Ramirez.
My bad. I thought I said that, but Kill. Okay. I'm sorry.
007. I ain't seen the World Series. He don't know. I listen to you, 007. And I listen to you talk. And, you know, it's obvious that on some Tuesdays, you missed first take before you came on. And, you know, we're in a mini season now. You know, and what I mean by that is that everything is condensed right now because we're getting ready to go into the playoffs. Everybody making their run. Once you get into the playoffs, it doesn't matter how good, and I know Sis know this. I ain't talking to you, Sis, because I know you know. I ain't trying to insult nobody. But
you
know,
once
you get
to
the playoffs, it doesn't. Yeah, I don't care. Once you get into the playoffs, it doesn't matter whose record is what. Because everybody on the same playing field now. Your bats can get hot. It's 0-0. His bats can get hot. His bats can get cold. One thing 007 did say that's true, if your bats get cold, as long as your pitching can hold up, you still got a chance because you can shut people down. But if you lose your pitching, you've lost. That's it. And what's happening to the Orioles right now is their bullpen is not pulling them out of games that they were pulling them out of back in June and May. Mm-hmm. And because things are just getting tighter and they got injuries. They're going to be all right, though.
Yeah,
but they ain't got nothing to worry about.
Kirby said that Biggie Bird calling in on that fake phone.
I hope I see the Orioles win the World Series alive and unlimited colors. I hope so.
They won the World Series. I saw it in color. So I don't know how old you are, 007.
I'm almost 50, so that's what I'm saying. I'm watching on the black and white TV. That's when I saw the Orioles. I didn't even know the Orioles was orange. I thought it was black and white for real. I didn't know.
Hey, look, are you still climbing up the pole to use the telephone?
I was definitely trying to reach out and touch somebody. For some cable.
You know, 278, what's happening?
What's up, California family?
What's up? How you feeling, bro?
What's up, Cap? All right, how's everybody?
All right.
Yeah. You know what? We blessed by the best and ain't got time for stress. How about that?
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just ready to get to the nitty gritty. These playoffs. I know they gotta finish they gotta finish out the wild cards and all, they gotta finish out these last 20 something games. But I'm just ready to go. About the pitching, I ain't even following that close to for all that kind of stuff. But all I know is great pitching beats great hitting any day.
Any day. Great pitching, yes. You can say that again, because I've seen.
But you can't win if you don't score, people.
Yeah, but that is on pitching as well. Pitching keeps you from scoring.
Exactly.
Good pitching keeps you from scoring. So, that's a good little training.
Bad pitching help you lose, and great
lose
pitching help you win.
Go hand in hand.
One, would they say he missed his target or he missed his spot? That could cost you the championship. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I've seen it happen. The thing is, I still play competitive softball. Not hardball anymore, but competitive softball where they pay guys from New York to come and sling, you know, windmill style to pitch that ball. And they pay them for a reason because it's a commodity. You can get any Joe Blow to serve the ball up there, and we'll score 25 runs. But you get that Dominican boy to come from New York.
Oh, I have a 25.
Man, that ball get the tail and spinning and doing all kind of tricks. We like, what in the world? I played in this park a few years ago, and they had a guy from Canada, about 6'5". He on that mound, man, you know. Home plate to softball home plate to pitcher's mound is far shorter than, of course, in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, really short.
Man, when I tell you, when the guy released the ball, it felt like his hand was hitting my knee. That's how close it was. They got it from kids. Facts. I mean, he was firing that thing about close to about 80, 90 miles per hour of softball, underhanded.
Wow.
We got a play like that on our. Yeah.
Now, see,
and it's crazy
now,
going
that,
like
that's like somebody throwing a grapefruit at you. Man, look, we're not doing that. You know? But, hey, some people blessed with that type of talent, and, you know, they do the darn thing. Again, congratulations to the guys who made this MLB starting pitcher list. And, hey, y'all, like I always say, great things are to come. We about, like Cap said, we about to get away from this regular season and start up with the wild card games. Pop some popcorn, sit back and watch. Type situation. All right, so we're going to wait and let everything develop. All right, y'all, great conversation. 563-999-3782, and we'll be right back. Vibe Band All I Want Is You. I'm telling y'all, YouTube that jump. Check it out. Check it out. All right, y'all. NBA time. And Lady T, go ahead and lead that for me.
Okay, so you guys know that the FIFA Cup is coming around, and we got players. Kale can name the players that from the different teams and stuff like that. But I wanted to say, what did you guys think about what Noah Lyles for the Olympic running team? He said that the NBA wasn't a world. That their title shouldn't be NBA World Champions of the World. It shouldn't be Championship of the World. It should be the Championship of the United States. What do you guys think about that? I mean, I understand what he was saying, that the Olympics, all the teams from the Olympics from different countries are there competing against each other. And in the United States, it's just teams right here in the United States that's competing against each other. So why are they called world champions in the championship? That's what he was saying. So what do you guys think?
The international players come to the NBA?
Yeah.
Say it again?
International players do come to the NBA, right? They do come here.
I mean, yes, they do.
From all over the world.
Yeah, but when you play in a championship – just in the United States, you ain't playing Italy and France and everybody for the world championship. You playing for the NBA championship in the United States. You know, they don't call it the World Super Bowl. They call it the Super Bowl because it ain't being played no place else. So I agree with Noah.
But it's called World Champions, though.
But you're not playing the world. But you're not playing the world. You're just playing players. You're just playing players here in the United States, 007. Even if they came from other countries, you still playing that championship here in the United States for all those teams are United States teams. They're not from around the world. So I agree with Noah Lyles.
Me too.
Well, we got to look back on basketball was started in the United States. And then took flight everywhere else. So when one would say world champion, they're saying that we have the best players in the world who are playing right now. Now, when someone else comes up from another country and stakes his claim, then, you know, it still goes with the same mantra. This is of the world. So, I mean, I like my peanut butter smooth instead of with peanuts comparison to me.
But I think he was saying, like, the when you're in the Olympics, everybody is there repping their flag. Whatever country they from, it's a whole country, a world out here, like different states, different countries, and stuff like that. So he was saying, if you're gonna be world champions in the NBA, y'all ain't playing Spain every day. Y'all ain't playing Australia every day. Y'all not playing different teams like that, like we do here in the Olympics. I understand that different players are from these different countries, China, Japan, all these different countries. I understand that they're over here playing. I do understand
individuals.
They're individuals. They're not repping their country.
Fact.
And that's what I was saying, but I understand what he was saying when he said it.
Yep. Good explanation, sis. Good explanation.
So what you're saying, Super Bowl champions now, NBA champions now, Major League Baseball champions now?
It's not the World Super Bowl.
Yeah, don't say the World Super Bowl. It's just the Super Bowl champions.
They're playing against – I'm sorry. Go ahead. They're playing –
they're not playing against other world teams. Like, Embiid is not playing with a bunch of guys from Cameroon. He's playing on an America's team.
Right.
Greek Freak playing on an American team. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. That, as simple as that. They're individuals playing in America.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Let me say.
You know, that's why we had the World Games.
Exactly.
You know, because you got everybody from all over the world participating in everything. But the title, the World Champions, got attached long ago, and it's still there. But I like sis. I can't say no more. Sis explained it perfectly to me. I understand it.
Go ahead. I was just going to reiterate the fact that Spain, Japan, China, the United States, United Kingdom, you know, all of these places, we're not playing against each other every day. We're just playing against, only the United States is playing against the United States all the time. They're not playing against other countries. So why are they called the world champions? I understand what he's saying. It's not the world. It's the United States.
But you can say the same with the other
sports, too,
you know.
Say again?
You say what?
You can say about the other sports, too. I mean, you know, like, it's called the World Series, but we don't play teams across the world. We don't do in the hockey.
We
don't play in Canada.
That's true.
So,
that's true. But
you guys think about that. They call the World Series, even though, unfortunately, play in Canada, but it's not the entire world.
Exactly. It shouldn't be called the World
Series
either. It shouldn't be called that either. It should just be the series. The MLB series.
Now, I'll say one thing. The Little League World Series, their title is right because they're playing teams from all over the world. Even though they're playing that here in the United States, they're playing teams from all over the world. And that's true.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
What a thing.
I'm
with 57 on this.
I can see your point, Therese, and everybody.
Uh-huh.
I see you guys' point. But, I mean, to me, it's so minuscule that I'm, you know, so what?
Yeah.
They call them world champions. So, I mean, it sounds to me like, bro, like you want to get here. You want to be a part of it. That's what it sounds like to me, to come out with a comment like that. You're either unhappy with the recognition that your country doesn't get for its players, or you want to join up in one of these with one of these teams in the NBA. That's just my take on it. But anyway,
he was responding to a crazy question from a reporter in the audience. He didn't really mean anything by that. Yeah, he was responding to a crazy question. And
it
he just
like
said,
he just came out with it.
Yeah, he didn't come out with that.
Yeah, he was asked a question, and he just answered it, I guess, the way he liked that. He just answered it the best he knew how to answer the question.
Yeah, no slight on him, or you know, I'm not putting him down or anything. I'm just saying, as far as these reporters go, these questions are getting wilder and wilder every day. It's like, bruh, we're talking FIBA.
It ain't enough that they see what you do. I'm sorry, Kale. I apologize. Forgive me.
You good. I was taking a breath.
It ain't enough that they answer your questions for what you're doing on the court or what you're doing on the field, but they want to know, you know, what you ate for dinner last night, you know, who you slept with, all of this. Come on, man. Ask me about the game I just played. You know, you have to hear about practice. Give me a break.
Not a game.
All right. Not a game.
But, Kale, tell me who what teams.
Yeah, FIBA has put out a list of 12 players. to look out for in this FIBA World Cup. First, R.J. Barrett playing with Canada.
Yes.
Jalen Brunson playing with the USA. That's your nephew, Cap.
Jalen Brunson.
Jordan Clarkson with the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Luka Doncic.
With the who?
Philippines.
Slovenia.
Gotcha. Yeah, Jordan Clarkson is with the Philippines. Excuse me. Luka Doncic with Slovenia. Anthony Edwards with the USA. I'm telling you, the light is shining bright on that young man. Seriously.
Fact.
Yeah.
Josh Gibby, Australia.
I like him.
Yeah, Shai Gilgeous Alexandria with Alexander with Canada.
Tough.
Rudy Gobert with France. Rudy Fernandez with Spain. Bogdan Bogdanovic with Serbia. Lauri McKinnon with Finland. France Wagner with Germany. Those are the 12 players to look out for. And the one that really surprised me the most, y'all, was one second. R.J. Barrett, I didn't know he was from Canada.
Right.
You guys knew that?
I did not know he was from Canada?
Yes. That's how he dominated over. He dominated over there, and that's why he ended up in the league because of size, and that's why he ended up at Duke. He was bigger than everybody, just so dominant. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all hear what Steve Kerr said to Anthony Edwards? He said Dwayne Wade came off the bench. He told Anthony Edwards that Dwayne Wade came off the bench when Kobe played, and then Anthony Edwards told him, ain't no Kobe on this team.
Fact. Great comeback.
Okay. Confident man. I like that.
To be honest,
you know what,
Anthony
man?
Edwards is about the closest. To be honest,
it's about the closest.
With all he's doing right now and the way he's carrying this USA team to victory, he's about the closest. So, great answer.
But you know what, man?
Great answer. That's what I said.
I think what he was trying to get him to understand was Dwayne Wade came off the bench. He did. But he had a hell of a tournament. Even though Kobe was on the team, Dwayne Wade ruled that tournament that year. So I think that's what he was trying to get Edwards to understand. Luka, look out for Luka if he comes in the NBA. At the size he is right now, he looks like he's ready to play. If he don't come back in the overweight looking like a tub, Luka, they're going to have a good year.
But the only problem I got with Luka, even when he was big, was he don't share the ball right. Like, he a ball. He just wants the ball all to himself. If he come back with the body he got now and a renewed mind, you know what I'm saying? I'm with you, 57. He's going to be amazing. He is. He's going to be amazing.
That's the word I was looking for.
Amazing.
No, we're not. Amazing.
Fantastic. I agree. Let's bring in D. What's up, D?
D.
We talking your sport.
How everybody doing?
What up, D?
What's nephew? What's up, nephew?
All righty.
Happy Tuesday.
Sir.
We talking the World Cup. FIFA. Basketball.
FIFA.
The guys on the team.
Oh, what about them?
I can't believe you.
Exactly.
I just called them.
Is there anybody that's on the team that shouldn't be on the team? We was really talking about that. We got R.J. Barrett, Bronson Clarkson, Edwards, Luka Doncic.
R.J. Barrett, he ain't Canada. That's Canada.
Yeah, but he's on the USA team.
They want R.J. Barrett on the USA team?
He's on the USA team.
Yes.
No, you're not.
Nah,
he over there with Shea. He over there. Yeah, he over there with Shea.
I'm sorry.
He was Shea.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I said it backwards. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're talking about Canada's team?
No, guys that's in the NBA that are playing, that represent other countries. Never mind.
We're going to just move on from because you ain't paying attention. We ain't got,
I just called in. I'm sorry.
He just called in.
We love you, though.
That's on me. But I do want, Treats, give me those comments again made about the championship that these guys can't call themselves. Yeah. Give me those, because I want to hear Darius' opinion on this.
Okay, so Noah Lyle stated that, well, he was asked a question, first of all. It didn't come out the blue. And his answer in the response was, the NBA, they're not world champions of anything. They're just USA champions. The world champion means, like, first of all, Noah Lyles is a runner, one of the world champion runners for the USA team, and they won the gold. And he stated that the NBA is their title should not be NBA world champion. It should be NBA U.S. champion because they don't play outside of this country. They don't play outside this country. They only play who's in this country. Yes, we do have other teams, I mean other players from other countries that play on the United States teams, but he's not saying that. He's saying that they don't play like Spain and Japan and Canada. They don't play those teams every day. So they shouldn't be called world champions. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I mean, me personally, I don't think he said nothing wrong. It's
I
just,
don't either.
Why attack just one sport? I think that's where he went wrong at. Why just say one sport?
Well, that was the question to him. I guess they was comparing the NBA to what the Olympics he does. And they was, I guess they were trying to do some comparison. I didn't really get the whole question thing of what the question was. I'll research that and get the question that was asked to him. But that was his response to the question. You know,
his response wasn't wrong. He ain't wrong. I mean,
yeah,
that's what you got FIBA right. for right now. It's
exactly.
obvious. Yeah. What he said I think only basketball players mad, of course, because, you know, what they go through to win a championship, I guess, the process to get it. But the man not wrong. Just take your feelings out of what take your feelings out of it and just listen to what he said.
Boom.
He's not,
exactly.
he's not wrong.
Right. Well, guys, the USA played Greece last night, and they're on their roll. They beat Greece 109-81, and the United States led this. The closest that they Greece was in the first period when it was 19-23. After that, the United States went on to beat quarter two, 27-18. Quarter three, 29-19.
Yeah.
And then in quarter four, 30-25. So, hey, the United States are doing their thing. They're doing their thing.
It's a state belt.
And, yeah. They took their belt off.
Don't crucify me for what I'm about to say, please.
What you about to say?
This is 57th feelings and comments.
Uh-oh, we need to.
What if somebody was to
need a soundtrack for this?
What if somebody was to reel them in and beat the NBA's or the United States arrogant ass out there on the court? I'm getting tired of them, man.
Why?
They need to be. I'm tired of this arrogance, all this showboating and all of this stuff. You know, I want to see them get their butt whipped one game at least, or at least closer than what they're playing. That's my feelings.
Let me say this.
America proud. America proud.
Right now? There is,
I am proud of America, but I'm tired of this arrogance, man. Tired of this. I can understand why Lauren Lyle said what he said.
There is no sport. There is no sport played in the United States or abroad where these players don't have arrogance. There's a part of them
Amen.
In every sport where arrogance is what gets them through. And I understand what you're saying. You're tired of the USA, but you got to remember, we're in the USA. So they're going to
I'm not tired
those,
of the USA. I'm tired of the arrogance
going,
of the USA.
I understand that.
Hold on.
I understand that. I hear you clearly on that. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is that in Germany, okay, their soccer players walk around with bravado and arrogance unbelievable. How do I know? Because I've been there, and I've seen it. You know, there is no sport played where arrogance is not a part of it. Football, I mean, how arrogant was Odell Beckham when he made that one-hand catch? How arrogant is Tom Brady that he didn't retire until he wanted to? Long passed the game, yeah, but he didn't quit until he wanted to. So arrogance is out there in all sport. But I get what you're saying, 57. You're tired of hearing. And because the same players that are playing in this FIBA World Cup tournament are the same players playing in the NBA. So it becomes redundant to constantly hear them boast and brag on themselves. I'm with you 100% on that.
But most of it is not urgent. It's just a lot of confidence. It can be confidence. It can be misconstrued as arrogance, yes.
I'm going to go back on something that you reported on earlier Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
Steve Kerr shouldn't have had to have that conversation with Anthony Edwards. If you're a team player, however I place you, as long as the team is winning, it shouldn't matter. We're not out here for an individual goal right now. We're out here for a team goal. You
the
know,
team, the team
so that's why I'm talking.
They had lost to the team like twice.
But Darius, what I'm saying to you is, I agree. You're right. But I shouldn't have to tell you that I set you down and brought this guy in because he was hot, and you get mad because ain't no Kobe on
no.
the team. It shouldn't be that
no,
way.
See,
you should be.
Nah,
if this guy is helping me win, well, I don't know. All I'm saying is I'm talking about what Sis reported earlier, where Kerr had the conversation where he said that about he shouldn't have to. He didn't have to tell Kobe about being on the bench and what's his name?
Dwayne
Wade came
bench.
In. Yeah.
Kobe was
That's
out.
All I was reporting, mm-hmm. talking about. You shouldn't have to have
yeah,
that
so,
kind of conversation.
No, I'm just saying the conversation was had because they had lost, and like the select team had beat them twice. Cade was going off against them, like really showing off. So you got to understand, if I'm Edwards and I'm coming off the bench, who am I coming to be? Like, and then you got to understand the politics, too. I'm the only guy on the team that's not signed to Nike. So, yeah, you're going to have to have this conversation with me because I'm the best one here, and it's obvious. So, yes, you're going to have to talk to me, right?
Hey.
And explain to me why I'm coming off the bench for somebody that's struggling, somebody that's not even performing.
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram not
like
even playing
Matt
Clarkson,
I'm sorry.
I still should not have to have that conversation with you. I'm the coach. I shouldn't have to have that conversation.
Some conversations
with you.
Need to be had, though. Some conversations need to be had, whether
well,
you know, we think so or not. Some conversations need to be had.
Yeah,
a lot of people ain't Dwayne Wade. A lot of people ain't And who's to say that they ain't had that conversation with them, with Dwayne Wade? You know what I'm saying?
It never came out.
Yes,
it never came out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Fitzgerald.
Go ahead, 007.
I mean, 007.
My question, it might be a silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So is this team, if the team goes right and, you know, win, you know, the cup, because I don't know what they call it, World Cup or whatever. Is this team going to be compared to the 1992 Dream Team?
No.
If
no.
They was to win?
No.
No way.
No.
Come on, no.
No. No, that's
hello,
close.
Hello.
Anywhere close. It's just a brainstorm type. It's just a brainstorm type thing. That's all.
I got a bad connection.
It was number 007.
Had one a long time. We had one a long time.
It's a bad connection.
You must be. You should say, no.
Snowstorm in Chicago.
Well, 007. if you stack these rosters, player for player, this 2003 team does not even match up with that Dream Team, that Olympic Dream Team, player for player.
No, sir.
And I'm not just talking Michael Jordan. I'm talking Tim Duncan. I'm talking the whole team, player for player. You will look across,
mm-hmm.
and I guarantee you, you're going to pick that Dream Team over this 2023 World FIBA Cup team. You are.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
It was better.
Those are my favorites.
Yeah, it was better players in that Olympic Dream Team. I mean, look at all the stories that have come about from that Dream Team. You know? I mean, man. And then you look at it. And you like, damn, I forgot they had this dude on that team. I forgot this guy was on that team. And they lit their opponents on fire. They lit anybody that played that. Now, 57, you want to talk about some arrogance? Boy, them dudes
that's
was arrogant is all get up. All get up. Them dudes was arrogant. But they had a right to be. They were dominating. Everyone.
Exactly.
So, you know, hey. But I'm with you on that. But you got to understand we're dealing with a spoiled generation of athletes now. And they're not going to let the next man shine until they shine themselves. They're just not going to do it. You know, what about me? Everybody on this FIBA team has that,
mm-hmm.
well, what about me mentality? You know, it's my time to shine. I'm trying to break records that other assembled teams have on the books. I want my name there. So I'm not really mad at Steve Kerr for having the conversation he had to have as a head coach. Honestly, it's kind of refreshing seeing him say something. Because we know with Golden State, mom is the word with him the majority of the time.
Yeah.
So to stand up and say something to me, that's a good move. It was necessary. So I'm not really on Steve Kerr about that. So. Great conversation, guys. Great conversations. Let's see how far this USA team can go, and if Anthony turns out to be a distraction later on, you know. But I know right now that boy is balling. That boy is balling right now, and I can see why he stands up and say, "Don't forget me," you know. All right, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Don't you believe in mystery? Don't you wanna play my game? I'm looking for-
I heard you, Cap. Ain't nothing wrong with Vanity Chick. Them girls was all right back in the day. Come on, ladies.
Man, they was...
Look, y'all over there terrible. I know y'all was up out y'all see when y'all heard that Miss Cool just name.
Yeah.
I had to be like over here, like, hey, we don't own the rights to no music, but y'all already know what me and Kill say. We own the rights to your own music.
Living in
the
happy world.
However you
want to
do it.
All
right, guys.
I'm
over
here saying it. Okay.
You saying it too? All right.
No. I was saying the devil.
Nah.
Oh, okay. I'm good at that.
Hey.
If that's
hey,
what you want to do,
when you put it that way, okay, I'm with you on that.
Exactly.
When you put it that way.
You with everybody on the line is saying football, and listen, this was our last week of preseason football games. I want to thank everybody who participated, whether it was for the money or just for fun, okay? But the regular season when it starts, you all already know that it's going to be $5 for each game. You guys, it's going to be $5 for each game, and I will have my Cash App posted. And if anybody needs the Cash App, you always can just go on Kill's Corner, and it'll be posted there. But for the record, it's $MAMABOSS, the number 5, okay? All right, got that out the way. Listen, last week of preseason, I mean, we had one person that was kicking it out the box. I'm talking about was kicking it out the box. Do you hear me? Well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell y'all because I know y'all already listening. I know y'all listening. Okay. Now, we had some that didn't do so well, okay, but we're not going to talk S-H-I-T about them. See, I had to spell it. We're not going to talk trash. We're not going to do none of that, okay, because I was one of them. I was one of them. So, with the 4 picks, someone had 4 picks, and that was our good friend, G. Okay? G, you got to get your picks up, my man. You got to get your picks up. Okay? You got to get your picks up.
Boy, I wish I could see his face right now.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I know it's priceless. Go ahead, Lady T. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good. All right. With 6 picks, and he's talking about something. He laughed. Girl, he put all these laughing emojis up there. He's laughing real hard. So, 6 picks, guys. 6 picks. Now, you got to get your picks up, too. Okay? You got to get your picks up, too, because, you know, we're going to be rolling during the regular season. Come on, big boy. You got to get your picks up, big boy, at 6, okay? Now, at 7, you all right-ish at 7, but you're going to have to pick yours up, sir. Tane. Okay? Brother Tane, you're going to have to pick it up, my brother. All right.
Y'all know the Cowboys preseason ain't nothing, man. When the season starts, watch how many I win.
Okay.
Right.
Let me write that down that you said that. Preseason ain't nothing. I'm writing it down,
love.
Ain't nothing. Watch. Regular season.
Right.
How many I win?
The whole sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I got the whole sentence, 007, the whole sentence. And the girl said, hey, y'all, it's all love and fun on Kale's Corner. I love it. We love you too, bro, but we're going to have to get them picks up, okay? You got to get them picks up. Don't try to butter us all up with that smoochie.
Yeah, don't try to change the subject, G. We love you too.
Exactly. top butter and all up with the little love. Yeah,
know.
With all that love over there. All right. These next three people, we're going to have to get it up there, too. Y'all, we, you know, we're going to have to get it up there, too, because we only got 8 picks. And y'all hear me saying we because I'm in this category, okay? I am in this category at 8 picks. I got to get it up my daggone self. And along with me is my co-host. We are twins right now, okay? And his lovely wife. We're triplets. Right now, we have to get it up, y'all. We have to get it up.
Well, I'm glad she ain't win again. I'm glad she ain't win.
Oh,
again.
Lord.
So,
oh, Lord.
Please continue. I'm waiting for
win,
her. Because you don't know the trash I got to hear when she wins. That's why.
That's what you're supposed to do, sis. Talk trash.
So, because I be talking big trash in here. I be like, I'm the winner. What? Yeah, I have the biggest quarters, and I be just talking trash with my hands and everything, shaking my head,
Same thing.
I be getting it in. But listen, if y'all ain't heard y'all name yet, and y'all know y'all played, you might be the winner. That's all I'm going to say. So, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it right on moving. We have 9
Ooh, la, la,
picks,
la.
Guys. Listen to him. Listen to him. We got 9 picks, guys. 9 picks. This is pretty good at 9 picks is pretty good. So we do have 2 people, which is Mom Betty, you did that, girl, and Cap, you did that, sir. Okay?
Raven.
Baltimore.
To Raven.
Still ain't heard your name? If you still ain't, he said Baltimore. Both Baltimores. He just said that. Okay. Yes, both Raven fans, that's what they were. Both Raven fans came in at number 9 pick.
They called me.
If you haven't heard your name yet, you still might be that winner. So.
Ooh, la, la, la.
Listen, guys. This is it right here. This is it. But listen how many picks this person got. This person got 12 picks. 12 picks, guys. 12 picks. And I'm sorry, it is 007.
Oh,
007
yeah.
Is
la-la.
The winner. 007 is the winner.
Congratulations.
You know
what I'm talking about?
Congrats.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Onto his preseason
title. That's right, Devin.
Preseason.
Let the command.
Congratulations to 007. You guys, congratulations to 007. You are the winner. We will talk later.
Thank y'all, Corner.
We will talk later.
I like thank y'all, Corner. I like thank God. Favor and
Oh boy. He said he like to thank God. He like to thank Chill's Corner. Hey boy, congratulations, 007. Way to pull out that victory. Hey Cap, I heard you talk about my Commanders, man. Put some respect on our name, bro. Put some respect on our name.
I'm the free.
y'all
did
pretty good.
Hey, what are you doing, Birdman, when he said that?
Which one of these, did any of these games stand out to y'all, out of the games that you may have watched or just did a quick clip on, that stood out to you guys? Because I'm going to say this, Cap and Mom Betty, your Ravens disappointed me. Your Ravens, I just knew y'all was going to come back with fire in your hearts to get back into that winning category. And you lost to the Succoneers, for real? Baker Mayfield?
Succoneers.
Wow. Succoneers, man.
Yeah, that's true. But the real deal starts in 2 weeks. We'll be back. We'll be back on it.
Yes, it does.
When? Y'all ain't going to Pittsburgh?
Hey, don't start it? Nothing. Won't be nothing, bro. Don't get 57 started, please.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say a thing, bro. But
Pittsburgh had a
vision,
hey,
dog.
When Pittsburgh shut the Falcons out, I said, I know that Bama would see the win and got in the picks this week. For real.
You saw that defense. You saw that defense. We ready to beat the NFL up this year.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
well,
they were
stifling. Broncos showed off 41-0.
That's the game I was talking about. That Broncos Rams game. That surprised me. 41-0.
Yeah.
The Rams couldn't even get the
score. Someone got teased that.
Well, the Rams couldn't even get the
score. Someone got teased that for that game.
Can I ask you a question? and stories have come out behind that. The Rams quarterback wife posted that my husband can't relate to these young players. The first thing they want to do after practice is get on their phone and go social media. And how is he supposed to get these guys to work along with him? And it be no problems in the organization. Well, those comments have been problems in that organization. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're like, bruh, you supposed to be in control of your house, man. That pillow talk not supposed to make it to social media. You know, but hey, looked at the Broncos. We all looked at the Broncos and basically gave them the death march for this season. But hey, 41-0, I'm serious. 41-0, 24-0. These teams putting no points up at all. I'm leery about them. Watching that Steelers game, I understood wholeheartedly why Nas say it sucks to be a Falcons fan. True.
And you got a hurricane coming through.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Hey.
Stop it, man.
Just a question I got, Kel, and I want everybody to prevent it. Just going to sound crazy. But Tang and Lady T, did y'all sit in the living room together and organize that trade? I mean, come on, man.
Oh.
I mean, this seems too coincidental, guys. Come on, man. All of a sudden, Trey Lance to Dallas? Give me a break.
Hey,
they heard Tang say,
we'll take him in Dallas, and Jerry Jones said, I'm going with Tang. For real.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Call
you
Trey on the phone and tell her we need to talk.
Man, all I'm going to say is...
Hey, Shane, you asked for Trey Lance?
No,
I said we would take him. If they didn't want to deal with him, I'd take him.
I told you 007 missed first take this morning.
Happy Thanksgiving.
He's not going to see. The thing is, when we got him, but you got to understand 007, Greer played his tail off the whole preseason this year. And, you know, somebody going to be for trade bait. We're going to use one of them for somebody because we know Rush not going nowhere.
Right.
And then again, I'm not going to say Rush might not be going nowhere because Trey Lance, I just don't think he would be in there in the next year or two if he stayed with us. So I believe it might be for some trade bait. For somebody that's going to be looking for a quarterback next year.
Let's have an honest conversation. Dallas have not been happy with Dak Prescott in a while now. They really have not.
Hold on, Tank.
We know that nothing is going to happen within the next 2 years, because the Cowboys are not going to eat $61 million for Dak Prescott. So they're going to do what they can to get the most out of him. But Trey Lance is coming, bro. He is coming, and he
that's
will
why I said,
in 2 years.
That's why I said a year or two. Because Dak's going to play this year out. No, a year or two. Because Dak is going to play this year out. If he don't do what he's supposed to, then that's that year. And I still don't believe Trey Lance is going to be back there then. It's going to be Cooper Rush or Greer. I'm telling you.
Trey Lance cut Greer already, bro. Y'all cut Greer.
Okay, I knew he was going with four quarterbacks, but then Trey Lance might be. If Dak do what he's supposed to do this year, he's going to get the money. He on 2 years of going 12-4. The only reason why they upset from just last year, they haven't been upset with him just only last year, bro. That's the only time they got upset with him. They ain't been upset with him for 3 years. They ain't been upset with him for no 2 and 3 years.
They're upset with him.
I don't think Trey Lance
will. Yes, they have been.
I don't think he's
going to
be a starter.
And they're upset with him because, bruh, you missed 5 games last season and you led the league in interceptions. You didn't play that much.
What would your number have been if
you played the full season?
Hey, bruh, if you pull up Dak stats for all the other quarterbacks, the whole time he's been in there, he's ranked in the top 5. He had a bad year. Okay. But that's all you got.
Okay.
You got 1 year that he didn't play the whole full year, like you said. Okay, he led the lead in interceptions. That's 1 year, bro. You act like we were the Commanders quarterback.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
Oh,
we definitely not with them.
With Dallas,
it's playoff, Super Bowl, or bust.
Bruh, that's expectation.
Yeah,
because they're the merged team.
No. If you look at
that's
every
expectation.
Sports show.
That is, man.
Every
Come
year,
on now.
Every year, every sports show, with Dallas, playoff, Super Bowl, or bust. Every year.
Okay,
that's expectation.
I'm agreeing with you. That's the expectation for being the merged team. We're going to get all
but
the criticism.
But you also said they're not upset with that. How can they not be
upset with him from last year. If they upset with him, they upset with him from last year. That man only been in the league for 7 years and only played 6.
Mm-hmm.
And been in the playoffs for at least every one of them. He's been in the playoffs more than he been out there, bro. He's doing what he's supposed to do. It ain't just all on
That's
him every time.
Can I ask a question?
If the Cowboys not upset with Dak Prescott, how come Jerry Jones didn't consult to Dak Prescott that Trey Lance was coming to him? And catch him by the blindside like that.
Listen to me, 007. He ain't got to consult with him. Because Trey Lance is going to be the third string still on our team. What are you talking about? It's going to be Dak, Cooper Rush, and Trey Lance.
I heard that question today, and I was like, that is Jerry Jones' team, right? He doesn't have to consult with anyone.
He don't have to consult with nobody.
He don't have to. Yeah. Now when that question was raised, I was like, see, this is one more extra layer of Cowboy expectation that the so-called fans of the Cowboys are putting on them. They're trying to pressure Jerry Jones into making a move. And I don't think that that's fair. I really don't think that that's right. But I got one question for y'all. What do you think really, truly transpired in San Francisco that they're going to give up 3 first rounds and a 3rd round pick for one player and then trade him away for a fourth-round pick? What happened?
I think him and the coach got all over that. That's what they were talking about. I heard him talking about Trey Lance and the coach wasn't, you know, my man Shanahan. They wasn't getting along at all. And, you know, Shanahan is a no-tolerance person. If you ain't going to get along with him, you're not going to be in the locker room, man. You got to go.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, I wanted Trey Lance to be on our team, but if you're not doing the team things that need to be done, and I'm not in the locker room, so I don't know. Nothing has leaked out. Nothing. I mean, we don't really know. Everybody is speculating at this point. So if you're in that locker room, you're the only ones that know what really transpired and what really happened. So all we can do right now is guess and try to figure it out what happened. But just like Tang said, he is a no-nonsense, no-tolerance type of person. And if you're doing some things that is not team-worthy, then you're not going to be on the team. That's just clear, point blank. That's just how it is. And they don't care how much they went and got for you, what they did. They don't care about none of that. They don't care. You're not doing the team things, and if the math ain't mathing, you ain't going to be on the team. Period.
If I had to guess, and I'm the heir apparent to the quarterback that's been here, and I'm Trey Lance, I'm sitting waiting, as soon as I think that I'm getting ready to get in there, Purdy comes in and has the career year. So now you know he's the starter now, and so now you're the third-string guy. You're the drop back on the depth chart. You're the third-string guy. So I'm sure he was frustrated in the locker room, and it showed. And like Sis said, Shanahan ain't putting up with that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I can add one more thing to it on top of that. San Francisco, and it's my team, and I know they don't really get along with black quarterbacks. I'm just going to say that. They don't. They don't have a good track record with black quarterbacks. Colin Kaepernick, gone, because he took a knee. Come on, get out of here. That's stupid. Now you Trey Lance, getting rid of him. Yeah, he did. But when he got hurt, what they do? He was the first one packed up and smoking on to the next thing out. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
yep.
Trey Lance, they're not even giving him enough reps to even have that. You know what I'm saying? So they
exactly.
He got hurt. Just done, they're making up
so
any
short.
Kind of excuse to get rid of him. They just made up any kind of excuse to get rid of him.
Short.
So we're all just speculating, so I don't really know. But that's just my speculation over what 57 just said and what I'm saying, put it together, and that's what I'm coming up with.
Trey Lance could end up like Don Strock. And Don Strock was a great quarterback, but his problem was he was the backup quarterback to Dan Marino. All he did was hold his clipboard the whole 13 years he was in the NFL.
Yep.
Trey Lance might never see play or be a starter in the NFL and just get bumped around from team to team, like Kane said, as trade bait for somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
That to me is a tragedy. Get a young man.
It's a travesty.
Give him a chance, man. You know?
Yes, please.
I look at the number of years that he was with San Francisco, and I can recall watching the San Francisco game and, like, Garoppolo get hurt, and I'm like, okay, they're going to put Trey Lance in there. And you could see how they would change the complete playbook. Totally, as if to say, oh, well, he can't get these plays. He doesn't understand this or that terminology, so we can't depend on him as a starting quarterback. My thing was, when the hell are y'all going to give him a chance to show what he can or can't do? Y'all haven't given this young man a chance at all. Let him show us who he is, what he is, and then make an assumption from that point. But this boy, I mean, what, he was with y'all, what, 3-4 years, Trees?
And he's only 3 years,
and he's only played in 5 games. Come on, man.
Right.
You got dudes that's playing preseason ball who's had more opportunity at quarterback than that. You know, it's just ridiculous. And I like the Shanahans. I truly do.
I
see everything Tree's saying with the black quarterback thing, because for a long time, them dudes had a spiteful hate for RG3 and wanted Kirk Cousins, to the point where as soon as RG3 went down, Kirk come in and they opened the playbook. When
that's how it is.
Short passes and run the ball. That's what we want from you. But when Kirk Cousins was in there, all of a sudden, Bama's running nines and sevens, and I'm like, okay, where was all this when that man was in?
Yes.
Where was all
this? That's what I say. But that's why I say what I say. We got a problem with black quarterbacks, just like y'all do, Kale. Y'all had a problem with black quarterbacks as well. Like y'all did.
You're right.
Yeah.
Can I say something real quick?
Go
ahead, Cap. Go ahead, Cap.
Listen, and this it goes to the stereotype. Most GMs and those head coaches, they don't have faith in us because they think mentally we can't handle the playbook. They just think we'll chuck and duck. You know what I mean? Throw a quick screen or scramble and get out of a sack for 12 or 15 yards. You feel me? Give us a chance, bro. We can handle that playbook. We can handle the playbook. It's been shown over years. McNabb, a stellar career in Philadelphia. You feel me? Lamar Jackson, when they say he should be a kick returner, he got the unanimous MVP, the first one in the history of football. The first in the history, unanimous. It wasn't a doubt in nobody's mind. Give us a chance.
Yes.
Open that playbook up and let us go ahead and work.
And you know, I thought when Doug Williams was the first African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl, all this would change. I thought this wouldn't be a problem anymore. But we see today it's still a lot of NFL that are operating on old-school train of thought. And that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
We've had several guys of African-American heritage go out there and do the damn thing. Seriously. So I say this.
Well,
he
blew
it. Know,
he messed us up. He set us back.
Blew.
He set us back.
He set us back. That dude was more worried about the league than the football field. So, you know, he did it to himself. All right, y'all. While we're on quarterback talk, go ahead.
I wanted to say that. Did anybody watch? I don't know what was Booger McFarlane. Sometimes he come across like I want to just reach through the TV and punch him in the face because he say stuff that be so generic that it could fit anything. It could fit anybody, anything. So he said, and I saw this posted, but I had already I posted it on Kale's Corner, but then I seen, you know, other people post and stuff like that. And he said, the Washington Commanders offense, if they can stay healthy all season, play mistake-free football, put up big numbers on the scoreboard, play strong defense, stop their opponents from scoring, I believe they can win the Super Bowl.
I didn't say anything was wrong with it.
What I said was that statement. You can post that statement in 32 teams, on all 32 teams.
Yeah,
you can say nothing that was focused on the Washington football team. If you're talking about the Washington football team, say stuff that's focused around them. Don't say stuff that could be misconstrued as everybody, you know, can have that same analogy. Everybody can say the same thing for their team. is what I'm saying.
That's just like saying if there was no lines or lights on the road, we would crash.
Oh.
Everybody knows
exactly.
that. Everybody
exactly.
knows that.
Thank you.
So, but yes. come with a more analytical approach
yes.
of why you
yes.
see that possible. And we all know Washington is my team. And I was giddy when I first saw it, but then I thought about it. Bruh, that go for everybody. Shoot. If the Falcons played good defense, stopped teams from scoring, scored more themselves, they would win. And they could possibly
yes.
win the Super Bowl. That comment stretches throughout the league. Anybody can have that.
So it's because he didn't give a prime example how they going to win. He just gave
exactly.
an ink, like.
It was
okay,
so broad
I get it.
That he could say anything.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't say anything analytical as to why. He just gave the obvious, like Cap just said. He just spoke like Captain Obvious. Come on, bro. Give me a reason why. Feed me
exactly.
more than just, if they do this, they'll be champions.
Yeah.
We know, bro. We know that already. Every
yeah.
team that has done that since the football has been in our lives, every team who done everything you just said won the Super Bowl. So your point is what?
Minute.
Your point is what? Yeah, that was a wild one. And me, as a Washington fan, looked at that like, come on, bro. That's what you going to say? For real?
Exactly.
I wish he would have gave us an example of how we going to win. Like, if he would have said Sam Howell going to
yeah.
throw it down the field or
exactly.
our running game going to be on. Or,
yes.
you know, you ain't give us an example. Like, he gave me hope. He, I ain't going to lie, gave me hope, but you ain't give us an
he
example. I guess
hope.
That's why we mad at him.
What that was, and no shot at you, Tank, but that's the type of reporting that we get on the Cowboys every year. Every year, that's the type of reporting you get on them. The Cowboys going to win the Super Bowl as long as they do this and that and this and that and this and that. And, bruh, I got news for you. Everybody knows that. If they do this
yeah.
and that and this and that, they'll be the best team in the league. Of course they're going
yeah.
to win
exactly.
the Super Bowl. Don't come
right.
at me with this paint-over explanation as to why you think this team or that team or this or that. Bruh, you're on TV. Break it down. Tell
exactly.
me why.
Mm-hmm.
See, what he didn't want to say, which a lot of people are feeling this way, Washington is showing anew right now. But they haven't been through the trenches yet. They haven't faced hard time adversity. None of that. So keep all of that Super Bowl talk. When it's Super Bowl time, right now,
right.
we thinking about what is it, the Cardinals we play first? That's where our mind is at.
Yeah.
And I don't need you warning my players with your pronunciation that means nothing. That is empty. No, bro. No, man. Put something in that bucket, then tell me about it. You know what I mean?
Especially scary. Terry ain't healthy all year.
And we all know about toes. Okay?
Exactly.
You can attest to this with
oh.
Jonathan.
Yeah, them toes.
And it's serious.
You need them toes.
That toe is serious.
When you're a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Off the joint.
You got to make cuts and breaks and starts
yes.
and stops. Mm-hmm. All of that.
Ballerina
so
top.
You need your feet. You need your
yeah.
feet, bro. So,
yeah.
you know, hey,
yeah.
come on, Booger. Come on, Booger. We expect more from you, you know. All right,
that's
y'all.
Milk dug.
You know, the NFL has ranked each quarterback by division. All right? In the NFC South, they have Derek Carr with the Saints, Bryce Young with the Panthers, Baker Mayfield with the Buccaneers, and Desmond Ridder with the Falcons. We cool with that? You think you guys think the Saints are going to take the NFC South?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, with Derek Carr. Yeah.
Even if my man got to come in there, if something happened to Derek Carr, I still think they're going to do what they're supposed to do because that man in shape, man. I like the way he came back this year.
Okay.
Crab leg.
All right.
Hey, Tane, I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Old Winston.
He's third for 30. He's on the mission. James Winston does look like he's on the mission. So I can agree with that. All right, the AFC South, they have Trevor Lawrence with the Jaguars, Ryan Tannehill with the Titans, C.J. Stroud with the Texans, and Anthony Richardson with the Colts. Y'all cool with that?
I agree with that, too.
Jaguars going to take the AFC South.
I'm not going to say they're going to take it. I just
I
agree with the quarterback ratings. I don't know if they're going to take the South, but I agree how you said the quarterback. Well, you was doing the quarterback ratings, right?
Yeah.
He's the division. Okay, I agree with that. But I don't know how they're going to play when they get started, but I do believe that he's the best quarterback in that division right now.
Okay.
Anthony Richardson, the Colts get it, and I think he's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay. All right.
I got Bijan Robinson from Atlanta.
Yeah. Bijan Robinson. Okay. NFC West, Matthew Stafford and the Rams, Brock Purdy and the 49ers, Geno Smith, the Seahawks, Colt McCoy with the Cardinals. If I'm not mistaken, didn't Colt McCoy retire?
He got cut.
Oh, got cut.
You got released today.
Who was the last player? Stafford, Purdy, Smith, and who?
Colt McCoy.
Stafford shouldn't even have been first the year he had last year. Why is he even first?
Okay.
They could have put Purdy up there for me in that division. Yeah.
Purdy should have been number one.
I mean, I know Stafford came in there and won that Super Bowl 2 years ago, but last year he had a terrible year.
Geno had a good year too.
They could have put Stafford at three.
Yeah. And then Colt McCoy.
All right.
Yeah.
At least they got number four right.
NFC North. Kirk Cousins with the Vikings, Jared Goff with the Lions, Justin Field with the Bears, and Jordan Love with the Packers. I see all type of
Kirk
Cousins in this list.
That's pretty accurate.
I'd go Jared Goff with the Lions first over Kirk Cousins with the Vikings, and then Justin Fields. And Jordan Love, he's fourth only because we really haven't seen what he can do yet. So, but I would just switch them. I would switch them two around. I would leave Kirk at second, but Jared Goff would be first in my lineup.
I think
right,
Kirk.
I mean, he did make the playoffs,
first.
Though.
Kirk
did go to the playoffs,
man.
And Jared.
Yeah. Steady Eddie all the time.
I don't know. I think Kirk has had a few exciting moments in his career, and he took full advantage of them. But I think when it comes down to it, Kirk ain't really the quarterback that you can depend on. He's not. There are moments
Look at his stats.
Well,
he always got him in the playoffs.
Yeah, but his stats tell me that when it comes to the big dance, he crumbles.
The quarterback can't do it by itself. The quarterback can't do it by itself. He needs some help out there. You know, defense got to hold their own. You know, you can't just say Kurt lost the game. You know, he played
That's
a good
right.
game, but they couldn't miss the field goal. They could have won the game or got an interception.
And the Vikings beat.
That could have won the game. The Vikings are always there.
Okay.
Yeah, the Vikings
now,
defense in the second half slumped too. Vikings defense in the second half of the season slumped. So that's what it was.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins putting points on the board, but they defense slumped.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. I can go along with all that you guys are saying. NFC East, Jalen Hurts with the Eagles, Dak Prescott with the Cowboys, Daniel Jones with the Giants, and Sam Howell with Washington. Are we okay with this list?
That's cool.
Okay, I'm good with it. Yeah.
That's cool.
I disagree with that list. Sam Howell, number one.
I mean,
he did that,
bro.
Come
on now. He did that yet, man. He ain't did
that
yet. Let's temper our excitement. He really hasn't done anything but three preseason games. And I'm not even counting last season with the Cowboys because the Cowboys had already did everything they needed to do.
Right.
They were just playing because we were on the schedule. All right, AFC East, Josh Allen with the Bills, Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, Tua Tagovailoa with the Dolphins, and Mac Jones with the Patriots. Where are you guys on that one?
I think Tua should be number one.
Allen the same way as everybody, all the other quarterbacks. He disappoints you to the playoffs, too.
He might just put Rodgers number one.
Facts.
I mean,
facts.
You know, man.
Okay, so you guys move Aaron Rodgers with the Jets to number one and Josh Allen and the Bills to number two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you all the way there and then boo-boo on itself. He just don't even use everything
in
the ball car.
Get you there.
Facts. Still on
not boo-boo.
AFC West. Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs, Justin Herbert with the Chargers, Russell Wilson with the Broncos, Jimmy Garoppolo with the Raiders. Any qualm with that?
They can switch Garoppolo and Wilson around.
Yeah.
And Herbert. I think it should be Holmes, Garoppolo, Herbert, then Wilson.
I'm gonna go like it is. Holmes, Herbert, and then Garoppolo. And then Wilson.
Herbert just had a 27-point lead.
And he blew a 27-point lead in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh,
no good. No
he
good.
He didn't blow the 27-point lead. The defense blew that, man. You can't put that
I
on Herbert either.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say,
man.
He didn't blow it.
When we quarterback and they blame it on us, but go ahead. You're right. Go ahead.
but they gonna always blame it on the quarterback. That's just how it goes. They win the games and they
lead.
That's true.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. The AFC North guys, last one. We have Joe Burrow with the Bengals, Lamar Jackson with the Ravens, Deshaun Watson with the Browns, and Kenny Pickett with the Steelers. Any problem with that?
Yeah, we need to change that. Yeah, we need to change that. We need to change that.
My Baltimore
Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickens need to go to number two. He can't be number one. He need to go to number two. Huh?
What stats he got?
Hey,
he ain't gonna be number
two. It doesn't matter. He needs to be. It should be Lamar Jackson, Kenny Pickens, Joe Burrow, and who's the other guy?
Deshaun Watson.
What's the guy's name?
Deshaun Watson.
What's the guy's name? The molester.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Chester.
Not the molester. He wasn't a molester, man.
Don't
he
do that.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, he wasn't a molester. Come on, 57.
Yeah, don't
molester.
Do that. He didn't molest nobody.
Nah. He did the wrong thing.
Nah,
we ain't going to put no bad bones on people. We ain't
right.
Doing that.
Hey.
This
okay,
all right. It wasn't that.
Okay.
It wasn't
okay.
That.
All right.
Yeah,
he wasn't.
I forgot. Now, you're right. You know what? I put bad vibes out there. They recanted. I forgot, my bad.
It wasn't a molesting charge. They're all grown. You can't molest a grown person.
Yeah.
I said it's just my bad.
You can't molest a kid. Yeah, don't do that.
Pickens still should be number one. No, that's not true. Pickens should still be number two.
There you go.
I'm changing this to Lamar Jackson, number one, Joe Burrow's number two, Kenny Pickett number three, and then Deshaun Watson. Because Watson hasn't done anything with
him. He hasn't done anything, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like
so
that
I'll,
right
I'll,
there. Yeah, that's what I like. I like
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, Joe Burrow is a good quarterback, but it seems to me, seriously, that the league is looking and searching for the next Tom Brady. So they're going to put these monikers on these young men, these young quarterbacks, to say they're going to be the greatest or this or that and the third. And watching Joe Burrow and the Bengals play, yes, he's a talent at the quarterback position. But number one in the AFC North, I don't think he deserves that ranking. That goes to Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And 57, to lean on what you're saying, I wouldn't put Deshaun Watson ahead of Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett has at least shown us what he can do. Now, he hasn't shown everything that he can do, but he's shown more with the Steelers than Watson has shown with the Browns. So,
with the Browns,
you
absolutely.
Know, a lot of these picks.
And let me say this real quick before we have to go, Kel. Kenny Pickett's stats at the second half of the season were better than Joe Burrow's last year.
Right. At the second half. You're right. That's what I'm saying. So how can Joe Burrow be number one unless they're saying Jackson didn't finish the season out, so we'll just put him at number two. Well, I mean, Jackson did that thing for show while he was starting.
I love y'all.
Come on, Tree.
I love y'all. So, look, Cousin G, he going to get out the last word, so I'm about to read it for y'all. GMB Kill, he said, listen up. I learned a lot while out in Cali. And let me say this. People want and need a show like this. In saying so, it's time. It's time for Kill's to take Kel's corner to the next level. He said, now must bring DMV Kel to the show in living color. The next level is ready for Kel's corner. Yes, I'm calling you out on the show in a great way, though. We will support you. We're ready to walk with you to the next level. Know what we talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
So we're trying to go to the next level, y'all. We're trying to go to the next level, and the next level is upon us, you guys. But in saying that, thank you, girl. We really appreciate you supporting us on this YouTube journey. We really appreciate it. Yes. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563 888-999-3782. And you guys can follow Carol's Corner on Instagram and on Facebook. And you guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Don't forget the pop-up, you guys. Don't forget the pop-up. It's going to be September the 10th, 2 to 6, 6016 Allentown Road. And don't forget our sick and shut-in, you guys. Please pray for my child and my grandchildren and everyone else on the list. We love you guys so very much. Kel, you have the very last word.
Yeah, and now I want to add to that prayer list, our children going back to school, y'all. We got to pray over these kids going back to school because we don't know what happens in that time that they're at school. So we're praying that they be clothed and protected by the blood.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Real talk. All right, y'all.
Yes.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys. Hey, Thursday, college football, y'all. It starts next Saturday.
Yes.
So we got to get it in on some college teams. All right? With that being said, if you love them, they should already know. If they don't know or you ain't sure, grab them, hold them, squeeze them, kiss them, tell them you love them. All right? Y'all be good.
Yes.
Move it up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I
villains.
Stop the phone.
Your eyes for real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for themselves in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough niggas deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done spark the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, son. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get stopped, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. Shook one. Hey, the cook, son.
He just shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got to trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking. Mind, son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hole for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max, I hit your domo. When I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm freaking.
This ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death, and scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that is bombs and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 bill.